Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, somebody writes in and asks, why can't I be successful with live trading when I'm successful at paper trading?
Yeah, so this is a really good point. This is quite common, and it's also, I believe, the root of the reason why when you look at trading competitions in the live account competitions, you will see, let's say the winner has, 600% return, which is really good, over the course of a month or whatever, 3 months or whatever it is. And then you go to the demo account competition and the winner makes like 5,000% over the same period of time. Yeah. And if you look, it's always the case that the demo traders make more money than the live account traders. Now you can get into the differences between trading on a demo and trading with a live feed, and there are definitely valid concerns there. But I think the bulk of the reason but why this happens is psychology. It's psychology. It's because people, when they're trading fake money, they're okay with having losses and they're okay with taking huge giant risks. And when they're trading live real dollars and euros and pounds, they don't. And it's more difficult. And so this is what's going on with you. And this is what happens to everybody. So the key here is to desensitize yourself. So systematic desensitization is one of the ways that in psychology, if you have a fear, you fear something, they'll slowly work you into that. So that, let's say you have a fear of a dog. Okay, so I had a friend that I went to graduate school with. She got her PhD like 2 years before I did. And she was scared of dogs. And she knew it was an irrational fear. She knew that she should like dogs and all that, and like most people do, or at least, tolerate them. But she was horrified whenever there was a dog. She thought that it would come and attack her. And so what they had to do with her is what they typically do with a fear like this is they slowly work you into a situation where you feel like more and more comfortable with the dog. So what you do is you go, okay, they'll put the dog in the corner, or they'll show you like a video of a dog. And you watch the video on a computer screen or whatever, and they say, oh, that's great, and say that dog is on the other side of this wall right now. You're like, oh, and then you come in the next day and you go in the room and the dog is on the way on the other side of the room in the corner. And they slowly, you take a step toward the dog, and over time, over days, over weeks, you get closer and closer to the dog until finally the dog's right next to you. Eventually you put your hand out and let the dog, sniff your hand. You know how they say let the dog sniff you, sort of thing. So that's one way to do it. You can do that with your trading. So that means you start with a trading account that's in Forex Tester or your simulator, whatever that is. Then you go ahead and use a demo account. Then you go ahead and use like a $100 account or whatever kind of money you would blow on going to a restaurant on Saturday night. Just use that. Put that money aside that you can lose it all and you don't care, and trade your account with that, right? So that's the kind of thing that you need to do really in order to get desensitized to the live money, is to slowly work your way up from, $100 account, $500 account, $1,000 account. Slowly build it up that way. It's going to take forever, but along the way, you'll be focusing on what's important, which is basically your trading execution and not the fact that it's live money. That's what I would do. And keep a good journal. Make sure that you record in your journal how well you executed that trade. That's key. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always struggled with a trading journal, but recently I've been a lot better, so it's helped a lot.
Okay, great. That's excellent. Cool.
All right, thanks, Walter.
Thanks.